This is Big JD's grandma, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Try to get some deep voice action there,
Big JD? I was trying to blend it all together like I did. Like I did so.
Fantastic blending job. How you doing today, Big JD?
Not doing too bad.
That's good.
Beautiful Sunday.
It is beautiful Sunday in wonderful Woodsley. Sunshiny mid-70s right now.
Yeah, I guess so. It's a little cool, actually. It's not actually, like, warm.
Right.
It's nice.
Yes, I agree, 100%.
Perfect. So there you have the local weather.
And now, over to Phil for the sports.
So, if you listen to the podcast, which I'm sure you are, the live stream on WKBR was not working, which you probably know as well, for all you listeners, loyal listeners.
Loyal listeners, so people trying to listen to this on Sunday morning obviously are not getting any.
Did not get any, yeah.
Right.
Station's down.
And would you like a little bit more reverb on that?
Oh, you have reverb on?
Sounds like it.
Jeez.
I know, what's up with that?
It must be automatic when you start out or something, I don't know. But anyway.
Anyway, sorry about that.
That's all right.
I did it again. Oops, I did it again.
Yeah, Britney. What's up with Britney? Anyways.
She's out of the news, eh? She's laying low.
She's out of the loop. Yeah, yeah. I haven't heard anything about her lately. Too bad.
No, it's not. It's good. It's a good thing.
There was more going on with her sister for a little while. Didn't she get pregnant or something? Have a kid or whatever? Mm-hmm. Following her sister's footsteps?
Yes, I think so.
Bumbling fools.
It seems like all the Hollywood dummies like her and Paris Hilton and all that crowd, Lindsay Lohan, seems like they're laying low.
Like they're laying Lohan.
Oh, either that or the reporters in Los Angeles are on vacation.
Yeah. Big JD's on hiatus. Why not everybody?
You're
Big
on
30 is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah, I'm done.
How many shows did you do?
Oh, I don't know.
It's 11?
8, 9, 11, I don't know. Something like that.
In
early hiatus.
What's up with that?
Now I need a break. I'm overworked.
You just wanted to spit out a bunch of shows because you had it in you, and then once you do them, you say, okay, I realize this is a lot of freaking work, and I'm done.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, and it's been so time-consuming, so I cut the seasons down to half seasons. Whether there'll be another one, I don't know, but I got people hanging on for interviews.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, always.
Well, just interview them anyway, and you'll have them in the can. Use that for anything.
Well, I could, I guess, but...
We have interviews for this show.
Yeah, if anything's related, that's what I can do, actually, but...
Well, I'm not saying that the interviews that you do with these Big 30 people would be related, or that we would steal them from the Big JD's...
archive.
You talking system. To me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, if they fit along with anything. I usually take parts of them anyway to use on here. If we have a show that's got a similar topic, I wouldn't just use anything in the show for no reason. You know what I mean? We want something that's got something to do with our topic, so.
Obviously, yes. You wouldn't, you wouldn't do that. Would make no sense.
I'll take a look and see what's coming up. We'll let the fine people know what's coming up as well. Because there's a bunch of new show topics up. They can get it at thejabbercast.com and check out all the upcoming schedule. Today's show, aging.
Next week, the live entertainment.
The show is aging?
Yeah.
Well, everything's aging, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's getting old. This show is old. It's six minutes old.
I get it. Live entertainment next week.
We have some live entertainment in the studio?
No. It's just a show on live entertainment. Unless you're going to jam for us, why don't you play a song for us next week?
Jody Raffool's going to be in the studio.
Jam. No. Why have him when we got Lippo in the studio?
Well, if I'm going to do it, we got to do like a little duo.
Oh, what am I going to do?
No, it's not a duo. Yeah,
I'll play harp. Hey, comedy team.
We can do one of the songs that you're practicing for the Jeffrey David Blues project.
Okay. You want to play it and I'll sing it?
The Ballad of...
Dwight Frye?
No.
Ballad of James Dean? Curtis Lowe. Yeah, that's it. They're pretty easy.
There you go. I'll bet you it's either an E, A, or F sharp.
It'll be easier for you than it will for me, that's for sure. Yes, E, A, or F sharp. That's my thang.
It's M-O.
The week after the public library, why don't we do the show from the library?
I want to do a remote show, absolutely.
The library would be the greatest place.
It's not the greatest place. Yeah. I was going to say. Yes.
I think it would be pretty... I'm sorry.
Quiet.
Go ahead, the floor is yours. I won't say a thing.
You can't... you got to be quiet in there. They're not going to go for that.
Well, I don't think we'd be all that loud. And that reverb, eh?
I know.
We'd be able to talk to some people in there, you know, like librarians and stuff. A little interview kind of thing, maybe. I don't know. Depends on how we're doing it. If we're actually doing a live show from there, that would be cool. But I don't know that we could... They have internet at the library. I think they have... I don't know if we can stream or not, but... The internet has
right.
Wireless library, wireless Wi-Fi, Li-Fi.
Can I get the library on my computer? Probably. The Library of Congress is on your computer.
Yeah, the Library of Congress is not where we're going to be doing it from.
But no, I was thinking more like the mall or a diner or a Tim Hortons or something like that.
Yeah.
Where you have a lively... background of noise and people, and people are going to come up to, hey, what are you guys doing? That kind of thing.
What are you guys doing?
Well, sit down here. We're talking to you. Can we ask you a few questions about?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I think so. I would really be into doing something like that. Take the show on the road.
Yeah, I guess it'd have to fit again in with a topic, I suppose, would it? Like the one after that is awards and prizes. I think the library would probably be a cool one.
Public library.
Yeah, public library. Raw foods after that. Skills,
Do we have to research that one? Like, actually go to the library beforehand? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. We might want to talk to somebody in the library first. I know people that know people in libraries, so I can find out something maybe.
I know people.
After that is awards and prizes.
Okay.
And then raw foods. Mm. And then skills.
Spelled with a Z.
Do you have one? Do you want one? With a Z? No, with a Z.
No.
August 23rd, home. They say home is where you make it, or home is where your bed is. All about home. What does home mean to you?
It's where your heart is.
Ooh, home is where your heart is. See, if I didn't know that, I'd stuck it in there. And August 30th, dumbest things. Now, that'd be fun to talk to other people somewhere.
Yes. Let's make a point of doing that show remotely. Tell us your dumbest things. I'll get a little banner, the Jabbercast banner. I'll stick it on the edge of the table we're on.
You know, we could do that anywhere, and they'd let us set up a table. Anybody would let us set up a table somewhere and put a thing on it and do the show.
How do you know that?
Well, because.
Because you would let someone do that.
Anyone would. It's for promotion for them to get people around, even, for wherever it is. But you could do that anywhere, I think.
We went golfing at the Tilbury Golf Course yesterday, and The Rock was broadcasting there. Speaking of a table with a banner.
I love that guy. The wrestler?
The Rock.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The Rock. Who's an actor. Yeah. I like him, though. And who was broadcasting, actually? Was it Burroughs or anything? Or
no, it was Rod.
Okay. Serling?
Rod. I don't even know his last name. It's Rod is all I know.
Knee. I think his last name is Knee. Rod Knee.
Yeah, Tilbury Golf Course. If anybody lives in Essex County, Tilbury Golf Course, they spent like about $1 million there, literally. They made the place really nice. They're all wearing uniforms. It's like a regular, really nice golf facility now.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Like, have you been to the one where they let you, the kids golf free for the whole month of whatever it was in July, isn't it?
It was a week in July.
Was it? Okay, did you go? No?
Yeah, I went.
Is that where you guys went with the kids?
No, I didn't bring my kids, though.
So. Oh. Well, that was the whole thing for that one.
I know, I just tricked James with that. But no, I didn't bring my kids golfing for free.
Okay. They loved it.
It could be this week, you know. It might be this very week that the free golf thing is happening. I'm not sure. I know it's in July sometime. Mm-hmm. But it could have been last week for I know. Anyway, you want to get on to some news?
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
News for me. I just wanted to talk a little bit about something because I saw another headline in the news in USA Today. San Francisco college officials charged with funds misuse.
Uh-oh.
Now, this seems to be going on everywhere. I see this in the news in, from really? Detroit.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there was another one I just recently saw, too, of misuse of something in the school or stealing things.
You
know, like staff stealing stuff or something. And that's just crazy.
Really?
I think it was staff taking things. Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember. But anyway, this officials charged with funds misuse. So why is all this going on and all of a sudden?
What do you think? I think it's because times are bad and people are getting desperate.
What's a chancellor at school anyways? Former chancellor of the City College of San Francisco has been charged with making illegal campaign contributions and steering public funds to a secret account used in part to buy liquor and
nice
and pay parking tickets. Prosecutor said Wednesday. This one's maybe a little bit different than what I was thinking. Misusing funds and
okay,
illegal campaign contributions.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's up with the educators? They're all going south for the winter, summer.
Well, that's a different situation. The guy taking school money and not using it to buy liquor, to actually give it to people who will in turn make decisions that are beneficial.
And what is a chancellor again?
I assume it's one of the higher dudes up in the hierarchy of school bureaucracy.
Hierarchy, school hierarchy.
Mm-hmm. I assume it's a higher up in a university, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's a City College of San Fran.
City College, okay.
So, college U, what's the difference? Besides the price tag.
The price tag,
yeah. I think you get less of an education at a university in a lot of cases.
I think you're right.
What I hear and what I've seen at the university,
mm-hmm.
it's like just ridiculous. Sometimes
the quality of education,
sometimes even the teachers, like you can't understand what they're saying.
That's not important.
And you can't, you know, well, some of that is talking about.
Well, you can't understand because they're foreign or because they're old.
They're foreign. You can't understand what they're saying and what they want exactly. And what they, you know what I mean? I've seen that as well.
So you mean
it makes it difficult for
guys getting a lecture and you don't understand what the guy's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not good. Doesn't matter if you're taking really good notes or even recording it. Got to rewind. Did he say
how do you get to be an educator like that? You should go for some speech impediment type stuff.
Right. You know, just because you're a doctor in whatever.
Right. Doesn't mean that you're a teacher.
Exactly.
Or shouldn't be teaching people that know your accent maybe or whatever, you know. They should go to school to learn how to curb that a little bit or a lot.
That's an amazing weakness in the education system that you point out that only you would, I think. Excuse me, professor, I didn't understand what you're saying.
Say it again. In fact, as many times as it takes till I do understand it, please.
Yeah, I'm paying whatever. How much is a university?
Thousands.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money to go to university.
Yeah.
And you're not getting, and I don't know that people are getting the education that they deserve for the payment.
Right.
You know, in a lot of cases, and there's a lot of, you know, foreign educators that are difficult to understand.
Right. And especially if you're a foreign student, not the same.
Oh, something else altogether.
Yeah. So you got an Indian guy speaking in English, teaching psychology, and you got some Asian person in the class who...
Yeah, you wouldn't, what? Even if you taught the guy how to speak his English better, you wouldn't be any good to this guy.
Exactly.
So, I don't know what they do in that case.
It's a mess.
You know what I need? A little gadget that switches it right to your accent, whatever it is. You just punch in if they're talking, you know, whatever their accent they're talking, and it changes it to your Asian instead. That'd be something, eh?
That would be something.
iPhone app of the month.
I think that we're just getting too wrapped up in expecting a solution for every little problem.
Yeah.
Because it seems like there's little problems that we don't expect there ever to be a solution for. And then someone comes up with a little gadget or, like you say, an iPhone app or something.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. That takes care of that problem right there. Then another thing and the next thing. Then you expect every little problem to be taken care of with a gadget. But anyway, I digress. What's more news besides corruption in the...
And what is?
Bruno tops box office with $14.2 million on Friday, which isn't a very big box.
Oh, what is that, Bruno?
Well, I was discussing this with somebody, and they said it's Borat.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
The actor.
Yeah.
Don't ask me his real name. And he's playing a very effeminate character in this movie here. But I didn't think it was Borat, because he seems like a short guy. This guy, Bruno.
Borat's pretty tall, I think.
Yeah.
But did you see him at the awards land on Eminem?
Yeah.
What's up with it? Do you think that was planned or not planned?
Planned.
Yeah?
Of course. If you'd look at it very closely, he's up in the sky, and a shot, one very quick shot, is on Eminem. So that camera is ready to have that shot. But then he just showed it like, here's the audience.
Yeah, but maybe that was planned, and Eminem didn't know, though, do you think? So the cameras are ready and everything, and this is what they're going to do, and they're going to land on him. I mean, he did a good job of acting like he was pissed. So
he's an actor now. He's been in a movie.
Yeah, 8 Mile.
Yeah,
his own movie.
Right. And do you think
it wasn't bad though? Yeah, I think he did.
I think he did a good job too.
It was good. Yeah, he should be doing more maybe, because I think his singing career's long been over. His rapping. You know, he can actually sing all right. On the one, I think his previous CD was actually pretty good. The last one he left off at, he was doing a little singing on there, sort of. Clean out my closet and all that stuff. There was a little more singing on there.
Yeah.
But this last one was pathetic.
You don't like it?
It was junk. Garbage. Most of the songs were remakes.
Okay. I think... I haven't listened to it enough, but
he never sang on it. And did he sing on any of them? Maybe one song on it? Everybody else sings.
I don't think we're thinking of the same CD.
Well, his last one was that...
like it just came out recently.
Yeah, it was pretty recent. It was called something about rehab or... You know what I mean?
They're trying to make me go to rehab, baby. No, that's Amy Wine.
Wine Bottom. what do you call it when you get out of rehab?
You call it, I gotta have a drink now.
No, when you passed all you're supposed to pass and you did good and you come back, and that's the name of the CD, I think, anyways.
Cleaned up and sober?
Something like that. It's a name like relapse, rehab, something.
Okay.
I'm sure that's unless for some reason I was thinking I got his new CD and it was not the correct one. Because this one has 50 Cent sings on it. Dr. Dre sings on it. It's everybody's on it.
50 Cent, not 50
yeah,
Cent.
Whatever. 50. Yeah. I don't understand though when you're like, I don't know, 50 Cent, he looks like a cool guy. He's big, tattoos and everything, and you go with 50? Or like Puff Daddy?
Well, Puff Daddy.
I mean, they try and be like tough, you know what I mean? Or something gangsterish, whatever, and you go with a name like Piffy, like it doesn't make any sense. Isn't that Piffy?
Piffy?
Yeah, Piff Daddy now or something. He changed it.
Oh, changed it.
Well, Puff is bad enough.
Puff Daddy, and then P Diddy, and yeah,
that's I don't get it. Well, when you want to be a gun-toting gangster,
it's all about being getting high. That was his whole thing. He wasn't the gangster. He was more like the party dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not so much the gangster guy. But the dude I was thinking
Snoop
of is...
Dogg's cool name.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Who, what?
That's the Borat Bruno guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't like Borat anyways.
What?
No, I didn't find that was very funny at all.
because it cut up too many people. You're too nice.
No, that's not it at all.
Well, what is it? It's a freaking funny movie.
I don't know. I just think it's too phony acting. And that's, I just didn't, it didn't turn me on.
Too cheesy. It was just cheese on top of cheese. That's what that is.
I can go with a cheesy act, like somebody who's just like, it's right ridiculous. Mm-hmm. If they're really like that, I think, you know what I mean? You know who I think is over the top, who's like that, but I think he's, it's more natural for him, is like Will Ferrell. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And like really stupid sometimes, but that just, it seems like it's him. You know what I mean? It's more natural. But this guy is not really, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Same with his Ali G thing. Just not into it, man. Ali at G. all in any way. Yeah, the same guy is Ali G. He has all these DVDs out of him, and he's like a phony baloney rap kind of guy and does interviews and all that crap. Okay. That's what that Borat guy does. And that's I think that's probably what started me being turned off from the guy. But no, I just I think it's, I don't know, too phony somehow. I put him in the same category as Chad Kroeger. That's where he's at for me.
Oh, Chad Kroeger, the Nickelback guy.
Yeah, same thing.
He's too phony.
Yeah, phony baloney. Just there for this award.
The award?
Yeah, yeah. Write my song, pick up my reward. I'm the biggest band.
At the bank.
You know, I'm staying into it. But anyway.
Anyway.
Anything else in the news before we move on?
Well, did we even say any news?
I did. You had something. What was it you said? You got us started on something.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Never mind.
Bored at the box office. That's what it was.
Bruno.
Yeah, Bruno.
Bruno. I was just wanted to check the tech news.
I just wanted to check my email. Give me a minute.
No, I don't want to check my email.
No, I'm playing around.
Because you are the tech news guy. That's what I expect you to show up with.
Well, tech news, well, that's not until tech talk.
I know, but when we do the actual news, you always come up with a tech
angle. I did look at some tech, but I didn't see anything over a particular place I went to, so.
That's fine.
But I hope you do have some tech talk for later. So this week's topic, aging.
Aging.
What does that mean? Does it just mean you get old? Is that what aging is?
I don't think so. It doesn't mean you get old. I think it's a different perspective.
Mature.
Mature, that's exactly what I'd say. I think as we age, we get a different perspective on life the more we age. And that's why we become more like our parents, I think. Mm-hmm. Because our perspective when we're young is nothing like our parents. But once we get to their age, we see things in that same light.
That's true.
And then we realize, oh yeah, my parents were right about that. And then when you start talking, you actually say stuff and you catch yourself and say, oh my goodness.
I notice things like that all the time, especially with things like my dad would, like rules and things like that he'd enforce, and where he'd have the heat and make sure the lights are shut off and all these little things, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I find that I catch myself doing something or saying to Lana, do this or you shouldn't have this or why are you doing that? You know what I mean? It's like, wow, that's my dad.
I am my dad.
That's hilarious.
So what about the heat? Cause your wife is, she's a climate control person.
And she likes it hot.
I know.
I like it cold.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, it's
usually hot.
And it's usually hot. So you can see who's winning that argument.
Yeah.
So you don't have the air on too much. Oh yeah, you do. And this one, it's really smoking hot.
We do have it on and, the air's been on, but it's of course been too cold for her. I have it higher than she wants.
Oh, okay. So she's chilly.
Yeah.
She wears sweaters in the house sometimes.
Yeah, she's been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have to wear socks, have to wear sweatshirts and long PJs instead of shorts and stuff like that.
So she likes our summers here, obviously.
Yeah, she doesn't mind the summer here.
Okay.
Yeah. It's cooler summers than back home for her anyway.
They're cooler here?
Yeah, her summers are like a lot hotter. The temperature's warmer.
Wow.
Gets pretty hot there. Not everybody has AC.
That's a bummer. And if she gets hot, she can just jump in the Mediterranean, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and beach is just a hop, skip, and a jump away.
Awesome. And you're going back there when?
There's an edit. I don't know.
As if Lana listens to the Jabbercast.
Hey, she listens.
Does she?
Yeah.
Okay. That's too bad. Yeah. For you.
It's going to be too bad when I play the interview I have for the show today, too. Had to cut that short at some point.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Yeah, due to content. You'll get a kick out of that.
Okay.
It's funny.
Sounds good. But what does aging mean to you?
Aging to me is when I just think of, if somebody says aging, or, you know, I think it's getting older. That's what aging means. You're getting older.
It's not necessarily getting old.
It's not put in a way that sounds... When you say aging, I don't think it's put in a way that makes you think, you know, decrepitness, old, you know what I mean?
Like, exactly.
It just sounds more like something graceful, you know, aging gracefully.
Right.
We're aging. You know, we're getting older.
Sure.
Not getting old. We're getting older.
Right. So you can even look at that as far as if you have children as well. Mm-hmm. You know, you have, when you have teenagers, you realize they're aging.
Yeah.
And you say, wow, where did my little boy or girl go?
Yeah, they're turning into young men.
It's not too good if your daughter turns into a young man, though.
No. Or your son turns into a young woman.
Right.
But then again, aging, what does it really mean? Anything to do with getting old, I think so. Just getting old, period. I don't think, in some ways, I think getting older can be fun. But is getting old fun? I don't think so.
No.
What age would you like to stay at? Would you like to stay where you are now?
39.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think 39 is a good year, or a good age to be at. You still don't know some things that you really should know, but you're still young enough to... I don't know. It's your body. After at a certain point, the effects of aging start to wear on your body.
Absolutely, yeah.
That you don't even notice. I mean, you still might be a regular, you know, might exercise regularly and still go out and jog and ride a bike and play in the lacrosse league or whatever up until you're whatever. But if there's a certain age at which that activity that you're in that's keeping you healthy and active starts taking its toll on, and you just don't rebound quite as well as you used to.
Yeah, and there's no escaping that really for anybody. So you maybe can't do things as long as you did, as intense as you did. Injury comes easier, and you can't get away from all that.
Why is that? Injury comes easier.
Injury comes easier because you're aging, and your muscles aren't the same. Your body makeup is not the same. All those things change.
I hate that aspect
of aging. The aches and the pains and easier breakage and, you know, coordination, lots of different things. I mean, a lot of people work at a lot of those things, you know what I mean? And there's people that, you know, get older and are involved in things like sports and whatever, maybe a career of some kind that has to do with a healthy activity. Mm-hmm. That's going to be, you know what I mean? They'll be less susceptible to that than the average Joe.
Right.
But
how are you making out there? You look like you're getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's the tailbone.
And I gave him a padded chair today. As opposed to
the other one's wood.
Yeah. Big JD sitting in a chair. Squeaky. Probably the same chair that I sat in when I was like 8 years old eating my dinner at the family dinner table.
Is that how long you guys had it?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're old. Really old. At least
cool retro chair. We'll have a photo of it on the show notes.
Photo show notes. Yeah, Big JD, that's him. He's all about the show notes.
Yeah.
That's the least I can do, I think, is...
Big Show Notes JD, they call me.
That's your middle name, then,
Big Show J Notes. Big J Notes, Show Notes D. Yeah.
Anyway, any other aspects of aging?
Yeah, medication.
There we go.
Not only, you know, your physical appearance will change as you get older... And it's harder to lose weight or harder to, you know, gain weight if you need to, harder to do anything like, you know, those kinds of things. And your body chemistry will change and you find you're maybe allergic to something out of the blue from nowhere. And or you, you know, you need your sugar changes or something, or something changes that you need to take medication for, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, and you become more susceptible to all those things.
But then there's kids who have to start taking medicine right off the bat, and then by the time they do get older,
they don't need anymore. Yeah, well, that's not saying you may not need medication at any age for anything, but that's not the normal thing. You know, normally you're a healthy person in till you get to a certain age, and then you find you need medication for things.
Right. That's a bummer.
But if you eat right and exercise, it can be minimized, I think.
That's what they've been saying right from the very beginning.
But not always. But at least you know that it wasn't from your own neglect. That's what I like about that. You know what I mean? You take care of yourself. It's, you know, things don't happen from your own neglect.
Right.
If it's natural, then so be it. That's how it's going to be. You know what I mean? We don't have any kind of choice or so.
I'm looking at a map right now of the world, and it's a global median age.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what median is?
Yeah. That's one of those people that tells you your future or your past.
Exactly. No,
it's a line. Don't cross the median.
It's, let's just say it's the average age of the population.
Medium.
Even though average and median don't mean the exact same thing. I think we were talking about this some other time.
Oh, average is one of those people that tells you your past and future.
An average. Anyway.
I'm just kidding. Those are the people that I used to look at in National Geographic. The average, and he's... Okay.
Boy. And it's interesting that they break it down into 14 to 20, 20 to 25, 25 to 30, 30 to 35, 35 to 40, and 40 plus.
Go through that again? No. Just kidding.
And Canada is one of the few countries that the median age is 40 plus.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that means there's a lot more older people here or just that we live longer. But it's higher than the United States because the average median age in the States is 35 to 40. But in Canada, it's 40 plus.
Where's the young ones?
Most of Africa is in the 14 to 20.
Wow.
Yeah. So that shows you something. People aren't living very long in most of Africa. And then the 25 to 30 is Mexico, a lot of South America, India, and like places like Afghanistan and northern China area. So that shows you that wealth or the development can help you age longer, I assume. I just find an interesting map of the global median age and how Australia is also the same as the United States as well. 35 to 40 years old is the median age.
Australia, mate.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll take a little break and come back with a little interview for the show. I interviewed my grandmother and my mom together.
Two youngins.
About aging.
Oh, they were together in the same room at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yep. So
it's like a talk show.
Come back with that. Yeah. Yeah. This is almost like a talk show.
You're listening to The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Visit thejabbercast.com.
Need more Big JD? Go to bigjd.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. bigjd.com.
Hey folks, Big JD here. Just wanted to let you know about my Big 30, incorporating the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show in a 130-minute podcast. 10 minutes with Lana, a 10-minute interview with a new guest every week, and 10 minutes of tunes. You get it all in the Big 30. It's fast, it's a blast, and it's come to pass. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free on iTunes or from myspace.com/BigJD's Big 30.
In fact, the last show of the Big 30 isn't even up yet.
Oh, well, that's coming up later today.
It's already a week late. No, it's supposed to be out last Sunday. Haven't had time to edit.
Haven't had time.
Yeah, so hopefully through the week sometime that's going to be up. Anyway, here's my interview with Grandma and Mom.
I'm sitting here talking to my grandmother and my mom about aging for the Jabbercast. And Grandma says she doesn't feel old. You said you don't feel old.
No, not mentally.
Just physically?
My body, yeah, because there's things I would like to do and I just can't get to them.
How about you?
How do I feel about getting old?
Yeah. What do you think about when you think about aging? Don't like it?
No.
I don't like it.
I think it's fine. Aging doesn't bother me at all. It's life.
Mm-hmm.
How your life changes. that.
And it changes a lot.
It has changed.
Your life changes a lot as you
age. It has changed a great deal,
I guess.
And that you don't have to be old to feel old. You don't have to be old.
My grandmother, on my father's side, always said that you're only as old as you feel. You know what
actual
changed,
aging or getting older?
You know what changed my life? When I broke my knee, just in the split second.
Yeah, you do. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's
how?
I couldn't do anything. I couldn't even put my foot to the floor.
What about when it healed?
It healed properly.
I just wasn't the same person.
You think there's people that are happier as they get older?
I was always happy. Age never affected me. I mean, I worked 20 hours a day. I would get off that golf cart in the dark and run around, scurry around, run on the fields because we were on a time limit, and pick up trash and laugh and have fun doing it, forgetting that you were working all day and all night and forgetting that you were 61 years old, you know? Just having fun.
Do you miss working, Grandma?
Well, I was in my 70s when I broke my knee. And before that, I was still doing all the sewing, ironing, all that kind of work, you know, for other people. And I did all my housework. And even after I broke it, when the girl, the homemaker, would wash clothes, I'd tell her to lay them flat on top of the dryer when they were dry and bring them up. And I'd sit in the bed and I'd fold them. I had to do something. I did all my own cooking. Don't ask me how I got around half the time. But
did you like doing that kind of work from home as opposed to going somewhere to work?
Well, for a while there, I was working at home and working outdoor at the same time.
Oh, I didn't know. What about when you can't do things?
When you can't do things?
Yeah,
what
there's
kind of things?
I don't know, limitations.
You mean physically?
The biggest things that I think about aging are limitations, you know, as you get older and your body changes physically. And also medication, like having to take medication for things because your body changes. Grandma's she's got to take pills.
I suffer and didn't take my pills. Oh, no, those are the ones for bedtime.
I don't really notice that.
If you're determined to look at, I was taking, what, eight Tylenol a day?
Yeah.
And I cut myself back to 4. There, I get pain, but I ignore it.
Sometimes, though, I think when you have pain, if you're younger, normally you're working, so you have to do all these things. You know, you're not retired, so you can't just take it easy. And I think it makes it, you know, as difficult or more difficult than, at least if you were retired with pain, you'd probably take it easy a little bit more.
You know what? I believe that every single thing that happens in your life adversely, I think, ages you. So by the time you come to a place where you are, you know, older, then the adversity in your life or the happiness in your life is what gives you cause to feel old or young at heart. I always believed that I was young at heart. I don't feel that way anymore.
No?
No.
I think you still are.
I don't think so. No? I don't feel it.
You feel young at heart?
Yeah.
Goldie's young at heart.
Yeah. Goldie's younger than all of us.
If you give me three grandchildren, I have a ball.
And that so ends today's interview.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts.
And we're back. Here we go.
You like hard rock? You like heavy metal? Then you're going to love Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Extremely heavy blues. Hard rock, heavy metal blues.
Out in the backwoods of Tennessee with a man named Curtis Jones.
If you like it loud and in your face, then you're going to dig the hard rock, heavy blues of Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Their debut double-length CD is available now at Amazon.com, the iTunes Store, and other fine online music retailers.
So you go your way and I go mine.
It's Long Time Coming and Heavy Effin' Blues together on one CD. You're gonna dig the JDBC. Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Heavy rock, heavy metal, heavy hitting.
You say
the blues, the way you really want it. Jeffrey David's Blues Connection.
from OSM Entertainment.
How blue can you get when nothing goes your way?
Available at Amazon.com, the iTunes Store, and other online music retailers.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
How are sales going of the Jeffrey David
blues? I just got another check.
Did you?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Just for another few CDs, but.
Awesome.
I don't have time to promote. That's pretty bad. I just don't. I'm getting ready to do a little campaigning.
Campaigning? Are you going to run for mayor?
Yes.
Okay.
Mayor of Woodsley.
No, no, you can't be the mayor of Woodsley.
And the first thing I'm going to do is enforce the banning of reverb.
I don't blame you a bit.
No, seriously, I'm getting ready to shop to labels, and I've had so many things going on, I just haven't had time to get to it, and that's going to be my biggest part of it. But in that, while I'm doing shopping to record labels, you know, I'll get the word out a little more here and there. But we've had some overseas airplay and some sales and, you know, all good reviews from anybody that's checked it out so far, so that's good news, but... Nothing substantial enough to, you know, put a big portfolio together or anything like that. And I haven't promoted and I haven't sent it out and I haven't, you know what I mean? That's
yes.
Part of my plan, so.
So you're busy right now with just podcasting. Oh, no, you're...
Right now?
You're writing.
Writing, podcasting, mostly writing.
Yes, obviously not podcasting. That's
yeah, I know. And then the other thing is... yeah, I've got to work on that and the children's CD thing. And I've been laying low with my partner in Florida, too. We haven't worked on the kids' website for quite a while just because I had so much other things going on. But yeah, writing is the main thing.
Don't you find that if you spread yourself too thin, you don't become very focused on any one thing?
Yeah, it's true.
Why don't you dig in and just say, screw all the rest of this stuff. This is what I'm putting my heart and soul into right now.
Boom. I like too many things.
I know, but you're going to end up living... You're going to say, gee, I wish I would have spent more time doing this.
It's true. That's how things go, really. But I'm trying to put all my eggs in all my baskets for a little while.
You only get one basket, buddy.
And then I'll be going to school or something. So who knows what's going to happen.
You're thinking that as the timeline goes on here, that you're going to end up in some kind of educational institution.
Probably. And then if that happens, then what happens? Because that's going to be involved in, I'll be sort of into something a little bit different and, you know what I mean? Or it's going to be something else altogether, sort of.
So you think your schooling is either going to be, it's going to be creatively...
yeah, for sure.
Oriented.
But it's not going to be specifically anything that I do right now, you know what I mean? Except maybe the audio thing.
So you're thinking Specs Howard, is that what you're thinking?
Oh yeah, that's where I would go, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to go too.
Let's go. Lana wants to go too.
Really?
Yeah. I think she will. I don't know. She wants to finish her communications at the university, but she wishes that she could just end her computer science because she only needs a couple more courses and then go to Specs instead of doing the whole communications at the university because she'd be better off when she's finished. Way easier to get a job from Specs than going to university.
But she wants a degree, of course.
It's specific. Well, yeah, but she would still have a university degree. She'd have her degree in computer science. She's doing a double major.
Oh, that's right. You told me that, yeah.
And the communications degree probably will not do as much for her as Specs.
But I think the double major aspect of it will also bring her some dollars.
Yeah, I guess, but Specs is hands-on, man.
I know.
You're ready to go when you're done there.
Of course.
That's a good thing.
Of course it's a good thing. So. And you're going to be willing to relocate, obviously.
I don't know. I'd be willing to do anything, yeah, pretty much, I guess.
I'd be willing to do anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
See what happens with that.
All right. You want a little bit more aging, or you want to do some tech talk? We got some stuff to get.
Yeah, we do.
Get into the show here.
How about one other quick aspect of aging, and then we'll... move into the music segment.
What aspect is that, JD?
You're asking me?
I'm asking you.
Do you think there's anybody that actually enjoys aging or enjoys being old, especially more so than being young? I couldn't wait to get there. Now that I'm old, I love it.
Uh, I, I don't know that there's a I can't wait to get there aspect about it. I think it's just once you get there, you realize this is way better than...
See, what I'm thinking is maybe somebody, an older person, they hang out at the senior centers, they go for breakfast with their old friends, and they, you know, and they go for the walks through the mall. They have something there for old people to do in the morning. You know, those kind of things. And they maybe never had that kind of interaction when they were a kid or younger, or they didn't have friends when they were younger. You know what I mean? And now that they're a senior, they think, wow, this is great. I do so much with so many people. It's just fantastic.
I think that happens for sure. Absolutely. Especially people retiring from a specific job they went in, day out. And then once they retire, they realize there's this whole other world that they never really even saw or even were aware of. But once they start getting into it, it's just as one thing rolls into another. And they never saw their life being like this when they were doing the work in, day out thing. Mm-hmm. And they're happy about it. There's a bunch of people at Chrysler's where I'm currently employed that are retiring right now. They're all getting buyouts and they're going to be done at the end of this month here. And it's like a bunch of fairies walking around the aisleways of Chrysler. They're just a bunch of giddy little kids, but they're...
And they're friends, you mean? And this is a group of friends, people that hang out kind of thing?
A lot of the janitors that are hanging out, yeah, that are going to be finished. They hang out. And they come up, they know I have a camera, so they come up, hey, Mike, can you take our picture in the
aisle? Oh, really?
Yeah. Area? And
all a group shot kind of thing?
Group
and stuff?
Shot yeah. kind Great. Of thing. Yeah, I got to show you some of them.
That's cool.
They're just silly men. But I think a lot of those guys are going to be in that boat. They don't really realize what is ahead of them, because it's all these guys know is work, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah.
You know, they worked all the overtime they could, and they did as much as they could at work. But once they get out, I think, of course, there's always going to be that trepidation or unknowing. What am I going to do? I'm just going to sit around. I'm going to die or whatever. You know, and some people get caught in that little trap, you know.
Oh, sure, yeah.
They see it. They only see one way out, and then they go down that path of, you know, sitting in a chair or doing whatever. Whereas there's so much stuff you can do when you retire. I can't wait till I retire like you.
Unfortunately, or they unfortunately have to work when they're done work. They have to work a small part-time job, either because they have to have the extra income or because they'll go stir crazy, which is really unfortunate. I don't think I could enjoy my retirement if I actually had to work.
Right. I think there's two people, there's two camps there.
True.
There's guys that just, they're happier if they were... Once they retire, they go work at a senior citizen place and mop the floor, or go to Tim Hortons and, you know, do whatever. You know, it's just as long as they go out and they feel they have purpose. And I think those people feel like they have to have purpose right to the day they die. Mm-hmm. I did something today that was, you know, an honest day's work kind of thing, you know. But then there's people like you and probably like me as well. I'm done working. It's all, I'm going to do stuff.
Self-purpose.
It's self-purpose, yeah.
I'd be happy just going to sit around the beach, go for a bicycle ride, sit in a park, read a book perhaps.
I don't
preferably
see,
a magazine.
I don't see you at the beach.
I used to go to the beach a lot.
Did you? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you were buff, probably. Young and buff.
What are you saying?
I'm saying I don't see your buff. I'm just kidding. I don't see your buffness right now. But,
No, it wasn't even for that reason. It was just because we didn't have anything to do. We're all on welfare and love the beach.
Strippers and welfare recipients on the beach.
No, I wasn't a stripper.
No, no, I'm saying that's where I know there was.
Thought about it though in the past, but no.
I remember going to Sandpoint there, and I remember seeing a lot of strippers there.
Yeah,
don't ask me why.
Yeah, they all hung out there. I think they called it something like that, wasn't it? Stripper Beach or something. I can't remember that far. But
last week,
anyway, Sunday Morning Music Mayhem.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Neil Young, Old Man.
I'm a lot like you were. Oh man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were.
before, and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you. To you, I've been first and last. Look at how the time goes past, but I'm all alone at last, rolling home.
That's Neil Young, awesome Canadian artist. What?
Thank you. Yeah.
So, why did you choose Neil Young?
Because of the title, really, Old Man.
Oh, Old Man. But he's Neil Young.
No. Oh, yeah.
Okay. You gotta give me the.
Yeah. We're looking for it. There we go.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You gotta have that ready.
I know. Jeez. There's. I could have used it 10 times today.
Probably. Is there a way to make you can control that remotely?
If I had the whatever on my iPod or something like that.
Yeah, you could do that, eh? Yeah. Well, of course you could. What am I even thinking? Hello.
Can't wait to get my iPhone, though.
You're going to get an iPhone?
Yeah, when my thing lapses, I'm going to get an iPhone for sure. Because I was going to get an iPod Touch. I may as well get the phone.
That's what I say. Even if you don't use the data plan on...
Yeah, so, and that's the thing. I'm just going to decide whether I get the data plan or not. You know what I mean? I don't know that I need it, really, honestly. I mean, I like to have it. It would be cool and fun. But to pay the extra, like, $30 or $40 a month?
Yeah.
Not right now, anyways.
No. And if you're usually in some place where you got some Wi-Fi action.
Yeah. Most of the time, I'm okay for that. So... And it sounds like we're moving into Tech Talk.
Sounds that way, Big JD.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
I still had the volume up a little bit on the monitors.
Oh, did you? So what have you got for Tech Talk?
Me. I have to have something. We actually... lapsed on the having something to tech talk about. I'm sorry, I'm at a loss. I see a couple things here, but one thing that I know a little bit about is that I recently bought this here. It's a MacBook Pro,
15-inch.
Yep. And supposedly the hard drive that I put in this, which is a 72 revolution per minute hard drive.
7200.
What did I say?
72.
Oh, no, it's 1,000 times faster than that. Well, 100 times faster than 72. What am I saying? Anyway, they're saying that these are, there's a problem with them, the hard drives.
Oh, really? What, yeah. What's the problem?
They are parking when they're not supposed to park.
Oh, yeah?
The heads are parking, and supposedly they say that there is technology in the hard drive that is, it has that sudden sensor thing in it, so it parks the hard drive as soon as it senses something that it, like, it's falling or whatever.
That right, right. Okay.
However, the computer also has that same technology built into it.
Oh.
So they think that it's possibly they're conflicting. But even if you turn it off on your computer, you could, there is a way to turn it off, go into the terminal and punch in some stuff. It still doesn't solve the problem. And it's noisy. It beeps and clicks.
Oh, really?
Beep, click. So, and it pauses. Even for like a split second, which isn't that's unacceptable. No pausing, please. Pedal to the metal all the way.
So what happens with that because of this? Anything?
They say that Apple's engineers are working on it as we speak. They're trying to get this problem fixed.
So then it may be some type of a software fix or possibly a change of drive.
Oh, that'd be a lot of drives to be changing, but they say they can probably fix it with firmware. Mm-hmm. The way that the board will talk to the hard drive.
Yeah.
So that's basically the tech that I've been involved in the last few days. I've been researching this issue. Myself, I don't have a problem.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of it, a lot of people, if you go on the forums, it's like, I think as of yesterday, there was 27 pages of...
Wow. So people with issues?
With people with issues, yeah. And of course, there's people who, you know, there's the people who are... controlling the conversation, as it were, or who just are on it constantly, you know. Mm-hmm. There's always that, no matter what problem you have. They get their problem fixed and they stay on the problem for you, which is kind of nice. That there's tech people out there that do that kind of thing. And they say that they are working on it. So,
well,
Has there been any, like, tech in the news? Like, is it something...
Not anything really that I followed. I've been having trouble getting some of the tech stuff that I listen to on my iPod from the iTunes store. I'm having trouble connecting. So I haven't been updating some of my podcasts, so I haven't had a chance to watch some of the tech stuff.
I see. You just got a Mac Mini the other day, though.
Yes, I did.
There's a piece of new tech for you.
Well, yeah. Mac Mini. It's you know what? It's a really good deal if you don't get any of the extras. I never got AppleCare, which is a couple hundred bucks or something. I never got any upgrades, and I got the base model out of the two. No extra RAM.
So it came with one or two gigs?
$599. 1 gig of RAM.
1 gig.
Yeah.
So you're going to put more in it?
I may.
From third party
at some point, too, RAM. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's very expensive to put that RAM in, but... I think for $80, you can get 2 1-gig sticks. You know what I mean? Which is pretty good, but I'm just not even going to bother right now. I wanted it on the cheap right now because I'm waiting to get my laptop.
Right.
And this is, although I got this first, it's my second computer, really. You know what I mean?
You bought your second computer first.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And besides that, for the things that I want it for the audio and video, it's going to blow away what I have. Because I sometimes when I need to do things, I use Lana's Intel. And she only had a gig of RAM.
Yeah.
And no more than a 2 gig processor in that. And it's fantastic.
You really notice the speediness of when you're not on your PowerBook and you get on something, even though it's not the fastest that there is. It's like, wow, I'm not wasting as much time as I was a little while ago. It's those little few seconds, those 1 and 2 seconds that you're waiting. And if you get rid of a bunch of them in a row, you actually begin to notice, like, I'm moving along here.
I really notice in video conversion, though, especially.
Oh, yeah.
It's so fast. Where mine would take all night to do something, hers would take, like, maybe a quarter of the time. It's fast.
A quart night.
Yeah.
Not a fortnight, a quart night.
I was going to say something else, too, and I was thinking about as you were going there, but I can't remember what it was.
I kept blabbering.
Something about the speed, I think. Can't remember what it was, though.
I think you'll notice the difference with more RAM, though.
It was the RAM. Mac Cafe. We ordered RAM for her computer for $50 for 2 gigs of RAM.
Sure.
That was a good price.
You can get 4 gigs. Last time I purchased RAM, 4 gigs in 2 2-gigabyte sticks right. for $100.
Well, that's good too.
Yeah.
Well, that's an even better deal actually, but I don't think hers is maxed out at 2.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure.
And yours maxed
first
out
first generation
four,
Intel.
I assume.
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, what one? No,
the
yeah,
Mini.
Yeah, Mini's 4.
Yeah.
But that's probably a little bit newer RAM too. That's not a bad price actually right now. I've seen somewhere I was looking was $80 for 2 gigs.
Mm-hmm.
So even 4, if it's $150, would be pretty good. So,
and if you're ever looking for RAM and prices, go to ramseeker.com. That's just the place to go. All the
RamSeeker?
RamSeeker.com, and has all the RAM.
I'm going to check that out.
Retailers.
The place that I order from is from Michigan, and it's Ram Direct.
That's the actual place.
Yeah.
Yeah. RamSeeker puts Ram Direct's price in there and compares it to.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
They,
yeah.
They get
that's
all
good
the retailers.
To, good to check, yeah.
Yeah. So you can.
Actually, and we should mention, by the way, is I don't know if we did it on the show or not, is where you get your printer cartridges. You sent me that information.
Right.
You have some pretty good prices.
It's awesome prices.
Yeah.
Like I said, I filled up this printer.
What's the name of it again? Do you know offhand?
Sorry.
That'll be in the show notes.
Yep, it'll be in the show notes. But the thing is, the ink is, I think it's sketchy.
Yeah, from refurbished cartridges.
Yeah, because you always have to send one page through the printer first.
Yeah.
And then it kicks in.
I wonder if it's just the way it works with your printer, or is it anybody's? Do you know anybody else has gotten that?
No.
Ink?
Nope, I don't.
Well, I'll have to try it out and see if that's the case. For
I would like, that'd be great if I find out that it's not the ink, it's just the way that my printer interacts with those
we'll
cartridges.
Announce it on the show. Winner gets a t-shirt.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome.
So we'll move on to the Jabber quote.
Here we go.
And this week's Jabber quote brought to us by
Stephen Leary, fine purveyors of old people's stuff.
Depends. Use depends.
Not
Stephen Leary's.
Oh. Use depends.
Well, they clean them.
They clean them.
Have you got a quote? Oh, okay. I have a quote, though.
Good.
And I chose a quote from one of your favorites, Mark Twain.
He's a good guy to pick a quote from.
Consider well the proportion of things. It's better to be a young June bug than an old bird of paradise.
Okay. How did he preface that again?
Consider well the proportion of things.
The proportion of things.
It is better to be a young June bug than an old bird of paradise.
Is it better to be an old June bug? Or a young June bug, yeah. How is that?
I don't know.
June bugs
don't last long, though.
18 to 72
but
hours.
But I guess he's really saying that...
what is he saying? Well, this is a great quote because we can't... On the surface, we don't get what he's saying. What's an old bird paradise? Old bird of paradise.
Yeah, say being an old person in the lap of luxury somewhere. But would you rather be a young June bug and maybe not last as long, but be young? I don't know.
No matter what he's
maybe
saying.
Maybe not go through that aging process and all its negativityism.
So he says it's a matter of proportion, though.
Consider well the proportion of things.
Yeah.
Well, the proportion. What does that mean? The length of time you have, maybe?
That's all I can figure out is what he's trying to say.
A short time is a young bug or a long time.
As a bird of
paradise. Or an old time. As a bird of paradise. Because he does say young and old.
Well, see, he...
You want to be young for a short period or old for a long period?
That's a good... There you go.
Yeah, still kind of choose the old thing, I think. Especially if it's paradise, you know?
Hey. Well, I think when they say bird of paradise, because those birds like, you know, the cockatiels and the parrots, and they tend to live a pretty long time. As opposed to, you know, like a sparrow. They're good for a year and they're done.
I'm thinking of an old bird of paradise, like an old bird in paradise.
Yeah, I know. You see the word paradise and you think, ding,
and I think,
ding.
Yeah, yeah. Need some time off.
No.
Yeah, I see what you mean. But yeah, I don't know. That's a tough call.
Way to go, Mark.
I think I'd rather be old.
An old bird of paradise. And did we already mentioned what we're doing next week, but we want to say it again? Or?
Yeah, we should actually. The other was kind of in passing with all our big upcoming schedule. Next week is live entertainment, live music, live plays, reenactments, ball games, wrestling, NASCAR. I see no comma between ball games and wrestling, NASCAR, and more. Outdoor type entertainment, live entertainment. Yeah, not outdoor really, but live entertainment.
Sure. When's the last time you saw a live band?
Oh, geez. When did I see a live band?
Last.
I don't know.
No, that's terrible.
Do you know? You probably know better than me.
The last time you saw a band?
Yeah.
Any band, I'm saying, like anywhere.
Yeah, you'd probably know better than me.
I don't know.
Okay. I have no idea what I saw. Band rehearsal yesterday.
And you live in Windsor.
Another one today, breaking in the new bass player.
Are you?
Yeah.
And
it's going all right.
This is the young kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
19.
Awesome. Hope that goes well.
Out with the old and with the new, young.
Out with the old and with the young, yeah.
Some young meat.
Oh, boy.
What else was I going to say? Coming up, though, Lost Lonely Boys. Next week.
Oh, you're
going
saying,
to see them.
Oh,
and also, we're going to New York in a couple weeks, and we have booked to see, I can't remember the guy's name, a comedian.
So there you go. That's live entertainment.
So absolutely. I'll be enjoying some live entertainment.
So Lost Lonely Boys is what, Friday night?
I think it's Thursday night.
Okay.
16th, whenever that is. Should be Thursday. I think it's the first night. And they're not even headlining. Go figure. Those guys are awesome.
They suck. That's why.
Just what kidding. A great band, man. Love them.
They are very good. I'll be there.
I'll be there. Yeah, I'll probably see you there.
There goes Big JD singing some Michael Jackson. Because we haven't had enough Michael Jackson.
I'll be there. So I guess that's it, eh?
I think that's it, Big JD. Ready with the outro?
Thank you very much. Looking for it. So we'll see everybody next week.
Thanks for listening.
It's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback heard. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.